The boys and I would come back home first, and then we came into Detroit. We had chosen Detroit because Michigan had never sent any black person back to the South who had been involved in civil rights and so forth. And when the boys and I arrived, we were met by the RNA. The RNA had armed guards that stayed with us after we came to the United States. Then we were all preparing for Robert's return.
In looking at America from abroad, I see America in a state of deterioration. This is a very serious state. And I think now we are living in an era when we are seeing the last of the America that we have known. And I wanted to come back to be a witness to this change, to see this change with my own eyes. And I'd like to be here with my people when this period of transition finalizes.
The trip back for Mabel and their sons went smoothly, but Robert encountered obstacles in Egypt, then was imprisoned in England, where he went on a hunger strike. Finally, in 1969, he and his attorney were flown to Detroit in an airliner with no other passengers. In Michigan, he fought against extradition to North Carolina, and 5 years later, in 1974, he returned to Monroe, where the charges were finally dropped. Back in the United States, the family had to adjust to political, social, and cultural changes that had taken place during their 8 years of exile. Even as social protest and anti-war activities reached a high point, COINTELPRO repression took a deadly toll on black liberation organizations. Rob and Mabel continued the struggle for community and individual survival. Based on his close association with Chinese leaders, Robert became a China scholar and consultant at the University of Michigan. He began work on his autobiography. Deeply concerned by the massive onslaught of drugs into communities of color, the family organized their community to seek solutions and joined in struggles against racism in education, housing, the courts, and the prison system. In 1977, Rob, Mabel, and other local community activists of Baldwin established the People's Association for Human Rights. The association fought and won many battles on behalf of Lake County residents.